from Washington. This is VOA News. A new Boko Haram attack on a bus has been reported. Some wreckage reportedly found in the area of the crashed Air Asia jet. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. We are hearing reports of an attack Thursday in Nigeria in which 11 people reportedly died in a Boko Haram offensive. Reports Saturday said the attack took place in the region of Wassa, where militants opened fire on a bus full of passengers. A local military officer told Reuters News Service as many as 25 people may have been killed in the attack Thursday, and that 10 people who were injured were taken to a hospital in the regional capital, Marawa. Reuters reports the attack was confirmed by travelers from the area arriving in Marawa. Indonesian search and recovery teams hunting for the wreck of an Air Asia passenger jet have located four large objects in the Java Sea as searchers try to reach the plane's fuselage to retrieve bodies believed to be inside the aircraft's black boxes. The head of Indonesia's search and rescue agency, Bambang Solistio, described the dimensions of the objects. He said all were spotted in the priority search area. Indonesian officials say 30 bodies have been retrieved after more than a dozen were retrieved Friday, many of them by a U.S. Navy ship. The U.S. Embassy in Indonesia has reported an alert on its website about a potential threat against U.S. Associated Hotels and Banks in Surabaya, Indonesia. That is the city from which the Air Asia plane took off a week ago. London's Royal Free Hospital says a Scottish nurse who had been volunteering on the anti-Ebola effort in Sierra Leone is in critical condition. More on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Israeli official says Israel has decided to freeze about $125 million in tax revenues it collects for the Palestinians in response to Palestinian efforts to join the International Criminal Court. The action was taken a day after Palestinian officials submitted documents to the United Nations to join the ICC, a move that will enable them to seek war crimes charges against Israel. Riyad Mansour is the Palestinian ambassador to the UN.
This is a very significant step in which we will be going through it to seek justice through a legal option.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had threatened unspecified retaliation for the Palestinians' bid to join the ICC. Uniformed police officers from across the U.S. lined up in Brooklyn, New York, Saturday for the wake of Wenjing Liu, one of the two police officers killed in a surprise attack shooting. New York's police commissioner made clear in a memo read to police Saturday that he does not want police officers to make any political statements at Liu's wake Saturday or his funeral on Sunday. William Bratton was referring to the hundreds of police who turned their backs to a giant television monitor displaying the remarks of New York Mayor Bill de Blasio a week ago at the funeral for the other slain officer, Rafael Ramos. Pakistan's military says its fighter planes bombed and destroyed several terrorist hideouts near the Afghan border Saturday, killing at least 31 militants. The Pakistan activity is part of stepped-up counter-militancy army operations in tribal areas along the border with Afghanistan since a militant raid against an army-run school in Peshawar on December 16th killed 150 people, almost all of them children. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for that massacre. Saturday, a new bill was introduced in the national parliament to seek the creation of military-run courts to try suspects involved in terrorist attacks. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says nearly 7 million people signed up for health care coverage last year under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
And in many cases, the cost of health care is less than the cost of your cell phone or your cable bill.
Biden delivered the weekly address Saturday from the White House, standing in for President Barack Obama, who is vacationing in Hawaii. Police in India have arrested three men accused of gang raping a Japanese woman in the country's east. Authorities say they believe a total of five men kept the student, who was in her early 20s, hostage for almost 3 weeks in a village near the pilgrimage center of Bodh Gaya. More on these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in the VOA News Center reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.